I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us communion. Bread and juice, reminders. Reminders of how it is possible that a holy, perfect, righteous God could live in these flawed tents. Jesus came to dwell in us as believers. He says, I'm with you always to the end of the age. It's only possible because his blood cleanses us from all sin. He took the punishment we deserve, I deserve, on the cross. He paid the price in full. And now he offers to me a gift. It's grace. That's what grace is. It's a good thing I didn't earn, I couldn't earn, I don't deserve. It's a gift, freely given. Not with strings attached, saying, well, I'll give you this if. It's a gift that changes the recipient as he comes in. We don't have to clean ourselves up. We couldn't ever clean ourselves up to make ourselves fit for his presence. We simply invite him in to do the cleaning. Because only he can. And this morning, if you don't know him, if you don't enjoy that relationship that you were made for, you were created for, a relationship with the Most High God, invite him in today. Invite him into your chaos. Invite him into your mess. He sees it, be honest. Don't try to hide it. Just invite him in and say, yeah, could you help me with this? In fact, could you fix this? Because I can't even really contribute. Could you clean up? Because that's what I hear you do. He starts to change things. It's a process. It takes time. None of us are there yet. It's still messy. That's okay. Invite him in. Allow him to start cleaning the house. We're going to celebrate the gospel together. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've invited him in, if he's come to make his home in you, you're welcome to celebrate the gospel with us. Reflect on what it costs. Reflect back on the cross and worship Jesus. Thank him for the gift he gave you. We'll serve you bread and juice. If you're a believer, take that, hold it in your hands, and reflect on what it cost him, what he did for you, what he's doing in you. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together and celebrate the gospel together as a body of believers. Jesus, what an absolutely amazing gift we've been given. Not a thing, but yourself. Your very self, your person. To be with us in relationship forever, reconciled, healed, Father, Son, and Spirit. We get to enter into the joy of your relationship. Access by the grace in which we stand. Because Jesus, you paid the price tag so that grace could be freely offered to sinners like us. Help us to never take it for granted. Help us never to presume on your grace. But what a treasure that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to receive with an overflow of gratitude and enjoy the gift you've given us. We're here today simply to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. body broken for you, take and eat. His blood.